Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I've travelled to all seven continents of the world. I've crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. Today we continue with the thrilling experiences and clearly my need for speed. As planning our train journey through the Copper Canyons of Mexico, we learnt about the Mexican zip lines at Divisadero. Our hostel recommended someone to take us to the zip lining center. He turned out to be a brilliant guide and a real Mexican cowboy. It was really funny. He was a very tall man and he refused to take his hat off. So we joked about his truck that he drove. It had to be of a specific height that could fit him and his hat inside while he was driving. At the zip lining, we again had to sign away indemnities and make sure we had some form of identity on it. Then it was a safety briefing, as they discovered that I could not see the hand signals from the safety guides on each of the platforms. They said I would have to ride tandem with a guide. I told him that there was to be no hanging back. At the end of the first of the seven zip lines that we were flying along, my guide could see how much I was enjoying it. So he really did not hold back. Each zip line got a little bit longer and a little bit faster, and walking between the platforms on two of the paths, we had to cross over swing bridges with the canyon floors way far below us, so I had to be attached to these bridges with our safety harnesses as well. The final zip line was 1.6 kilometers long, and at the time it was the longest zip line in the world. Annie joined us so we could take a three-person flight along this zip line. And it was astounding. The three of us together with our combined weight meant we traveled at over 100 kilometers an hour along the zip line. It was so exhilarating. Luckily for us, we would get back to the top of the canyons via a cable car with more magnificent views. Our only question at the end was, can we go again? They have since replaced that long 1.6 kilometer line with an even longer 2.5 kilometer line. I am so ready to go back. I also read that the UAE now has the longest zip line in the world at 2.83 kilometers long. It's time to plan more adrenaline-rushing travels, I think. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.